Among those who have stayed and fought are the residents of San Francisco's Goodman Building.
Built in 1869 as a townhouse complex by a rich Frenchman named Joseph Emmerich, the building survived the great earthquake and fire of 1906. That catastrophe also produced a great housing shortage, and the Goodman Building was remodeled to meet that need as a residential hotel. Five storefronts were added at the street level, and a floor of studios was added on the top with a great skylight. In 1907, the first artist, photographer H. Pierre Smith, moved in.
In the 40s, the rents went down as the building got older, and more artists moved in as the more affluent moved out. By the 50s, it was populated almost wholly by writers, dancers, musicians, painters, and other inventors. Wes Wilson, Martin Baer, Terry Fox, Janis Joplin lived and worked there. Attracted by a unique combination of low rent, high ceilings, good light, tolerant management, total freedom of movement, privacy when and where you needed it, and the great stimulation of living in the heart of the city with a highly varied and volatile group of creative people. Now it's the last of its species, the last of the great old traditional hotel-type studio buildings where artists can live and work under one roof in the city. The rest have been leveled, the Montgomery Block to make room for the Transamerica Pyramid, then the Little Monkey Block, the studios and hoteling place, the Artist Rendezvous, and all the other old studio hotel buildings from Telegraph Hill to the Western Addition.